Today, we will be discussing how and why we should be speaking to our guardian angels. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Tuesday of the first full week of Lent.
And we are going to continue reflecting upon Father Fernandez's book, In Conversations with God. Today, we talk about angels and why they're important to our relationship with God and how to speak to our guardian angel, which I find very fascinating. Before we get there, what does the church teach regarding guardian angels?
It is common doctrine that each and every man, baptized or not, has his guardian angel. The angel's mission begins with the conception of a man and continues up to the moment of his death. St. John Chrysostom affirms that all the guardian angels will gather together at the universal judgment in order to bear witness themselves to the ministry that they exercise through God's command for the salvation of each man. I've been doing a little bit of reading about the general judgment. So there's two different judgments, the particular judgment, which happens when you die, and then general judgment happens when Christ comes again. And this involves everybody, where the people from hell, the people from heaven, the people who are still currently on earth. And at this moment, the angels will have the opportunity to bear witness and give an account of every single moment of your life. They were there. They were present from the moment of conception right until your death.
I've never considered this. St. John Chrysostom offering this thought that our angels bear witness to how we responded to the grace maybe they won for us and how they ministered to us and whether we responded and reciprocated obedience to Jesus Christ. The incredible thing, friends, is that this moment will happen in your life, where we will all stand before the great judge, Jesus Christ, and we will be divided eternally into goats and sheep, the left and right. The particular judgment is confirmed in the general judgment, and all will see how we have been responding to God's grace or not. And this is for the greater glory of God. And our angels, according to St. John, will be a part of that glory, bearing witness to how we responded to their assistance.
And the Catechism of the Council of Trent comments, just as fathers, when their sons have to travel among bad and dangerous roads, make sure they are accompanied by people who can guard them and defend them from danger, so in the same way does our Heavenly Father, as we set out along this path that leads to our heavenly home. He gives each one of us an angel. He does this so that, strengthened by his power and help, we may be freed from the snares cunningly set by our enemies, and may repel the terrible assaults that they make on us. He wants us to walk straight along the path with such guides, so that no obstacle placed in our way by the enemy should turn us aside from the way that leads to heaven.
From the Catechism of the Council of Trent, Father Fernandez goes on and explains that angels are there to protect us from danger, to inspire holy thoughts, to intervene in our lives. And he makes the point that angels minister to us differently than the saints do. For the saints intercede for us, which the angels do. But his point is this, they also minister to us. Mm-hmm. And he refers to the time that Jesus is in the desert after the temptation. What happens? Angels show up and they minister to Jesus. I don't know exactly what happened at that time, but they ministered to him. The point is, if they ministered to Jesus, why would they not minister to us? Teaching of the church is that they are there to intervene in our lives, to protect us, to lead and guide us. Let's put our angels to work by asking their intervention, asking for their inspirations. But how do you do that? How do you practically speak to your guardian angel? Father Fernandez has some insights.
So that our guardian angel can give us his help, we need to let him know in some way our intentions and desires. In spite of the great perfection of their nature, angels do not have God's power or infinite knowledge, so they cannot read what is in our consciences. We only have to speak to our guardian angel in our minds for him to understand and even to deduce from our inward thoughts more than we ourselves are able to express.
Did you know that? To speak to your guardian angel, all you have to do is direct your inner thoughts towards your guardian angel. And that becomes the prayer. That is the prayer. Now, yes, you can say it out loud and ask your angel's intercession that way, but that vocal prayer that you say out loud first starts with a thought, then comes out your mouth. But you don't even necessarily have to speak it. You just have to think it with the intention of directing that thought that intention to your angel. And that is how we speak to our guardian angel. Now, thing to remember, and I think it's a great point, that our angels aren't all-knowing like God. They don't know our inner thoughts. And so for them to assist us, we have to ask. Remember what Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. I think this also applies with the assistance of our guardian angel. They are willing. They are wanting to assist us. In fact, I'd like to think that they want nothing else.
That's their whole duty. That's their job. That's why they are here.
Exactly. Can you imagine being an angel, but never being asked to fulfill your duty?
Ugh, that would be exhausting.
So it's a mysterious thing. Perhaps God in his providence allows angels to assist without being asked. But nonetheless, we should ask because our angels do not know what's going on in our lives. Now, they're far superior in intellect, so they probably can deduce certain things that we need help in. Mm-hmm. You know, they might be able to perceive that we're afraid or that we're anxious, that we're confused or that we're being led astray. Mm-hmm. But they don't know exactly what's going on in the innermost heart. That's ours. And that's ours to give to whoever we want. And we can share that with our angel and ask their intercession.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I've often heard of different mothers asking the intercession of their child's angel. Like, let's say your child has gone on a trip and you want added protection for that child. Can we also ask that person's angel to pray for them
or
to protect them? Yeah, I know, I do too. Even if there is a person who doesn't ever call upon the intercession of their angel, we can do that for them.
But it just makes common sense, friends, because as parents, our children are subject to our authority. And so let's use everything that God has given us. He's gifted us children. Then, well, let's ask the angel's intercession of our children as well. Mm-hmm. Now, some might be thinking, whoa, does this take away from our devotion to Jesus Christ? Father Fernandez says,
devotion to our guardian angel will be an effective help in our relations with God, in our work and in our relationships with the people around us, in the small and not so small conflicts which may arise in the course of our lives.
So the quick answer is no. Devotion to our angel does not detract from our relationship with Jesus, just like a relationship with Mary does not detract from our relationship with Jesus.
I think all of these things, if anything, they all help us to grow in our relationship with God.
The last thing our guardian angel would want was to take us away from Jesus. So in every request that we make, even if it's an impure, imperfect intention, he will see to it that God's will be done. So friends, put your guardian angel to work by presenting your request to him. With that, we're done. Comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. And pray the rosary with us right up there. And we'll see you tomorrow.